The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
The bill would restore a cost-of-living increase for veterans, expands health care services, and pays for reproductive services for troops wounded in recent wars. Now it's back to the drawing board after Senate Republicans opposed the $21 billion cost to the bill, which Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says is a setback.
I'm disappointed with him.
Kaine's a co-sponsor of the measure. He says the new benefits included in the legislation have already been promised to the nation's veterans, and now Congress needs to back it up.
These are important changes. Look, we've got this the veterans population, which will really burgeon at the end of the Afghan War, has a lot of very particular needs, some of which we didn't plan for, but we nevertheless promised that we would try to meet. And so these are the kinds of things we ought to be doing for our veterans community, and not doing it will be bad.
Kaine says the effort isn't dead. He's hoping the two parties can find a compromise over how to pay for the measure. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.